Boys and girls, this is my time to speak to you, and I want to tell you today about Noah, another man who walked with God. Now, you remember Enoch? He walked with God. Well, Noah was another man who walked with God, and he also worked for God because he was called upon to build a huge ark that he might save himself, his family, from the terrible flood that was coming upon the wicked world. Noah's name means comfort. Comfort was needed because life on earth was very hard. Because of Adam's sin, God cursed the ground. And you know that weeds grow a lot faster than pretty flowers. The thorns, the briars, well, they just choke out normal plants as the tares did with the wheat. And Noah was born into this cursed world close to 1,000 years after creation. And when Noah was 500 years old, he became a dad to Shem, Ham, and Japheth. By that time, millions of people had been born into the world. And through very large families and through people living a very long time, well, the population multiplied. But as the people multiplied, so did wickedness and sin multiply. That black sin that was in Adam and Eve's hearts, which transferred to their children and their children. And so the world became populated with people that were corrupt in their very natures. All were sinners in their hearts, and all were depraved in their decisions. And each and every single person was totally depraved. Now you remember what totally depraved means. You remember the black bottle with that drop of ink that went into it? Every part of that water in the bottle was corrupt. And when people had this black sin in their hearts, none wanted to walk with God. None wanted to live for God. But Noah, we're told that he walked with God. Now, in those days, people were sinful, and they were not careful about making good friends. And so, the young men who had sin in their hearts married young women who had sin in their hearts. And they all wanted to live for the pleasures of sin. And they wanted to invent ways by which they could live in the world without God. That's what we mean by ungodly, ruling God out of their lives. And of course, you must not do that, and you must pray that God gives you a right heart, a heart that is clean and free from corruption. Now, because they were totally depraved, the people were opposite to good. Instead of being loving, they were hateful. Instead of being kind, they were cruel. Instead of being joyful, they were angry. Instead of being peaceful, they were riotous. And instead of caring for each other, they were murderous to destroy each other. And the Bible says that at that time, violence filled the earth. It was dangerous to walk in the streets. Homes were locked up for fear of angry attackers. Even inside homes, husbands fought back to their wives, and wives fought with their husbands. Parents hated their children, and children fought back with their parents. Could you imagine hitting your mother so that she cries in awful pain? Now that is a terrible sin, and God will judge such wickedness always. In fact, God looked down and saw such terrible sins upon the earth that he decided he was going to have no more of it. And God warned Noah that a great flood was coming upon the world and that he needed to build an enormous ark to save himself and his family. Now, why Noah? The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That simply means that God chose to be very kind to Noah and not destroy him with the wicked. And he spared him from the judgment. Noah was to be the builder of that huge wooden boat, a large vessel that would float above the waters that were coming to drown wicked sinners in the earth. And so, for over 100 years, Noah went to work to build the ark. He had to cut down the trees. He had to shape the wood, fit everything together. And God gave him the exact size to make everything. He also told him to use pitch or black tar to seal the vessel, to make it watertight. And we can imagine Noah, his sons, perhaps others who worked for wages, working away with their hand tools, saws, hammers, nails, wooden pegs, and that black pitch, all to make this huge vessel. And it took them over 100 years to do it. Now, during that time, Noah preached to all who came to see them building the ark. He warned them that there would be a terrible torrential rain that would fall upon the earth and drown every living thing. Now, the people thought that Noah was mad. They had never seen rain. They'd never heard of it. They didn't believe that there could even be so much water to cover over the whole earth. And they thought that Noah had gotten it all wrong, and they would not believe that God had spoken to Noah these things. And so the people were filled with unbelief. And that is the same attitude of people today who hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Preachers are sent to warn people about their sins and their wickedness, that God will judge them for those things. But what do? They laugh, they mock, and they joke about righteousness, temperance. They joke about godliness, and of course, they don't believe in God, and they don't believe in the judgment that God is about to send. Now, it's no joke, because the Lord Jesus said in the Gospels, and I'm coming now to Luke 17, where it says that Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And so you can see that our Lord Jesus did not consider this a joke. He recognized there was a real Noah, a real flood, and it was a terrible judgment sent by God. And that's exactly what happened in the days of Noah. And there came the day for Noah to enter the ark with his family. And then all the animals went in, two by two. And some of the clean animals, like sheep, which were used for sacrifices later, they came in by pairs of seven. And so the ark was filling up with Noah, his family, and the animals. But the people would not go in. And then on the seventh day, that door to the ark suddenly, with an unseen hand, shut perfectly tight so that no one could get in or out. Now, God gave a final warning. And then on the seventh day, as that door closed, for the first time in world history, it began to rain. And people were saying, well, what is this? Water coming down from the sky. They'd never experienced this. And they got wetter and wetter, and the water filled up everywhere. The vessel began to float. The people said, "Let's get out of here." They ran for the hills. But the water kept rising and rising until it went over the heads of the people. And their bubbles of breath were seen in the water. They were drowning. And the water kept rising until it covered every mountaintop. And the whole earth was covered with water. And every living thing on the earth, people, animals, even birds, all perished in that flood. Only fish, or at least some of the fish, were not judged in that flood. And so the people perished. You too are warned that God is going to send a terrible judgment upon this world for sin. And you are commanded to trust in the Lord Jesus as God's only way of saving your soul. Now, boys and girls, will you listen? Will you listen to the warnings of the Bible and of the Lord that you are to prepare for another judgment that is coming, not by water, but by fire? Because the Bible and the Lord Jesus himself warned that this world is going to be burned up by fire when the Lord Jesus returns. Are you ready? Are you saved? Are you sure that you are in the Lord Jesus as your ark or your way of salvation? And there's only one way, just as there was one ark, one door. Jesus said, "I am the way." He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And I want you, boys and girls, to be saved. I want you to know the Lord and to be sure of heaven and ready against the judgment that is yet to come upon this wicked world. And so, be ready today. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Don't joke about it. Be prepared. Flee to the Lord Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, and He will certainly save you.